but I would like to see the audio comments restricted to 60 seconds. This will solve the problem of long boos being left in response to other boos in the commenting section, and people would know that you only have 60 seconds in which to record a response.
Thus, Pilgrim Chris kicked off his 60-second without hesitation, repetition or deviation audio boo this afternoon. Is entitled 60 Seconds Only for Audio Responses to Boos and Potential In-App Commenting. And I guess if I'm going to fit in with what Pilgrim Chris is interested in, I've got about 37 seconds left in which to get my comment in. So, that creates another complication, you see, because here we run into this bit of the thing I want to bring into the conversation as well.
Use it in a manner that they were capable of being happy with, being content with, I should say, not content with. What I was trying to point out was, I know how I operate, and that's why I was saying that to me, it would probably be a better poison chalice. But when Chris was listening to Chris's audio, another fact came out in that, and that was the commenting. Yesterday when I was recording, I was only thinking about me commenting on, say, Chris's audio loop. Stop his recording, record a comment, put it up.
But hang on, you see, there's another aspect, Mac, in this, and Chris. We're stuck with the word comments, right? Now, the word comment gives across the impression that it's a quick comment. Comment is almost like quick by definition, right? I'll comment on what you said, not interrupting you, and carry on saying it, but... And that is a great thing. Humans do that all the time. They chip into conversations that other people are having, and they carry on like that. And it's a normal thing to do. However...
That means listeners and people who want to follow the boo know that the maximum response they're listening to is 60 seconds per response if people are going to respond via audio. And I think audio responses are very good. After all, audio boo is an audio platform.
There he is. He's nailed his colours to the mast. He thinks it's good. However, if we move on to a little bit later in the McColgan
a 30-second viewpoint audio at any one time, you may be able to go back in within the audio and record another one. Maybe it could be time limited in and out. So in other words,
he seems to be agreeing with Pilgrim Chris here.
Say something for 10, 20 seconds, 30 seconds within one audio. I don't know. I'm just thinking, because
Mac is struggling with this. You can just hear him, can't you?
Be saying loads of things.
He's not sure.
And before you know it,
that's good.
It's just a real quagmire of audio.
It's a quagmire. And threatens to overwhelm
after a month of us all delving in and doing it, that we'd all back off and realise that it just wasn't going to work.
And I'm saying to myself, oh my God, a month in which there was chaos on Audio Boo, in which there were a whole lot of comments and people couldn't find their way through them and everything. And all I'm doing is rubbing my hands saying, whoopee, a bit of fun at last. We could have real confusions and real frustrations over stuff which, wasn't about corporate this and corporate that. We could have real fun and, people could be, anyway, let's just get a little bit more Mac. I just love the way the man is so much in touch with what he knows he would find, tricky enough.
Just far too... Not complicated in use if it was done properly, if the app was done properly, or a feature within the app was done properly.
See, but people with an ordered mind, the great strength they bring to the rest of us is they bring order into disorder. Now, I don't have an orderly mind. You can know that already. I'm in the middle of saying one thing and I jump across to another. And I mean, I'm not saying this is a good way to be, but this is the way I am. And I live with that. And it's my disability, if you like, that I'm incapable of, without considerable effort, sustaining a single train. And thank goodness I can do it. One of the things I love about Audio Boo is when I don't, where it's a place where I feel I don't have to. I remember once upon a time going for walking with my dog at the time, when we did have a dog, good old Rocky, when we did have Rocky. Sorry, let me just cry a tear here in the corner. But anyway, the point about it is that I used to just wander out under the stars at night and finish sentences and not finish sentences and start them and stop them and just let whatever came out into the evening roll out. And it wasn't meant to be coherent, it wasn't meant to be consistent, it wasn't meant to be even understandable. It was a way of emptying the mind before sleep. So it definitely wasn't the kind of thing that orderly minds value, really. Except having said that, I happen to know that the very orderly McColgan used to quite like the rambling me.
For us to use in the manner that we all think we could use it, I think between Paul and Bernie, I think you've highlighted the vagaries of that, of the complications of doing all that.
See, I love complications, Mac. I really do. I mean, I'm a real guy who welcomes complications because to me they're nothing other than a challenge, which in terms of software coding, it's a coding challenge for people to do it. And when you think of a situation that can, as beautifully described in its by both of the people, by both Pilgrim Chris and by McColgan, one more poetic than the other perhaps, but you know, basically, the idea is laid out so that you could end up out of a 5-minute piece of audio that, you know, anyone made. You could end up with, well, let's be really extreme. You could end up with 24 hours of comments stimulated by, or catalyzed by a person that began it all. And, you know, what would that lead to? Oh, my God, what an awful thing. Loads and loads of bloody audio up there in the cloud, taking up space, valuable space that could be used for, I don't know, the sound of some other person recording their, whatever they are interested in. So, I mean, my goodness, imagine all that stuff. And anyway, it mightn't all be listened to for 50 years. And wouldn't that be terrible that I wouldn't be here in order to hear what people thought about the comments I made on the comments made by so-and-so, made by so-and-so, by so-and-so. I mean, the truth is you lose control anymore, you see. And if you, you know, there's a slight risk, of course, that if we get this commenting function onto Audioboo, that things will get out of control. It'll get out of control of the person who put the 5-minute audio up, because they certainly, you know, won't know who's chipping in next, and they won't know which bits people are commenting on and all that. And what'll be created will be a mélange, a tableau, the equivalent of you get a whole load of pictures and you put one on top of the other. While I'm at it, just to illustrate, I just remember now the brilliance of McColgan coming up with this thing about, I still fly the flag for the McColgan button, because I think the McColgan button is much better than the Mac button, because the Mac button, you know, runs into all this association with Apple Mac and all that, and it gets rather corporatist boring. But the McColgan button is definitely something that people can, you know, it has a lot. Okay, it's not an acronym, but even that's better, you know, and it's the one way that McColgan will actually get to be famous, because, you know, eventually, you know, like the rest of us, he'll go back to dust. But if he leaves behind him a named button, you know, at the button which you use to turn off the latest collection of features on an app is called the McColgan button. You literally switch them off. I think it's time we actually heard from a little bit more, actually, of let's hear the end of Pilgrim Chris.
But let's keep it to 60 seconds, as I've done with this short boom.
Right, well, he should have definitely. He actually came in at 52 seconds, so there was a bit of wastage there, Chris. You could have actually made another 5 points. No, but let's give a little bit more, Chris. Now, I hope, I know.
We can leave a written comment, and we can leave an audio comment. Within the app, I would like to see a written comment and audio comment responses too, but I would like to see the audio comments restricted to 60 seconds. This will solve the problem of long boos being left in response.
Now, I take this as a really deep personal reference to me, who everybody knows is such a long-winded bastard that I am, you know, that I would really struggle with the 60-minute limit. You know, I think it's quite obvious that Chris had me in mind when he said, you know, he's actually keen to stop me making any comments, because, I mean, my comments would be easily longer than some of the points that people have made, you know, because I'm not skilled enough to be able to gather my thoughts and, you know, channel them into a funnel so that they become, you know, forensic comments, you know. Anyway, I'm not really, to be truthful, just between you and me, don't tell anyone. I don't really go too much for the old forensics anymore. I like the old, I'm going back to my hippie days where I hang out a little bit with a word here and a word there and practice the old word painting stuff. And I'm more a mood guy these days than a prize fighter. So there we are. Now, let me get to the end of this audio boo, which of course has broken all the rules and be typical of me. I'd be likely to do this, you know. I want to suggest audio boo, a new feature which would be available and for which people would have to pay. And by the way, I'm volunteering to pay for this feature. It is the long-form comment facility. In other words, the ability to comment for as long as you're, you know, a 30-minute comment, even in reply to somebody. I'll pay for this facility, Audio Boo, right? Everyone else can have the free 60 seconds, as far as I'm concerned, if that's what they want, right? I wouldn't be depriving anyone of the, you know, the 60-second with the built-in McColgan button, which would prevent you going over the 60 seconds, you know. And I'm not even here to argue about the pros and cons of the... I mean, who am I to argue about the difference between the long form and the short form? I mean, here am I, a poet, who has to accept, and really does accept, that has written an epic poem, 142 pages long, massive long poem, right? And on the other hand, absolutely is enthralled with haiku. Now, the haiku, you know, people took the mickey out of and laughed at Twitter, you know, 142 characters. What could you possibly say in 142 characters? But nobody laughs. Nobody laughs at the 17-syllable poem anymore. Nobody laughs, you see. All serious poets know. All serious practicers of poetry know that the haiku is perhaps, well, certainly is, this is certain, one of the most demanding poetic forms ever invented by human beings. Because actually, the people who really know the haiku well know that it isn't just a matter of 17 syllables. That's the most trivial level at which haiku can be assessed. But that's another matter for another conversation. And, you know, that conversation about who here commenting about comments is also interested in poetry, because we could have a little natter in the back channel about, you know, which words in so-and-so's audio boo really sparked off a sense of poetry in us. But what I'm really trying to say is that I would be willing to pay for the ability to leave audio, to communicate my audio responses and receive audio responses from others that were, let us say, in excess of 60 minutes. I think I'd like to pay for both giving and receiving, so that if, for example, I, you know, if I bought the pro contract in relation to commenting, other people would be able to leave me long-form responses to my audio boos, and I'd be able to leave ones to them. Then again, if somebody only bought the short-form contract, they would only be able to leave me a 60-second comment. Although, frankly, I'd give them... No. Anyway, the main thing is, as you know, I'm a bit dubious about even the word commenting, because it's a real functional word, right? When I speak after somebody else has finished speaking, I do not speak in comment forms. Generally speaking, I don't go in for interruptions. You know, I've been living, lived in the UK for too long, really, to be a guy who interrupts all that much. But the ways of the English are that you politely wait until the other person has finished speaking and then you speak. Totally different from, say, the ways of the Spanish, who think that's extremely rude not to interrupt people. But that's a different story. The situation, it seems to me, is that I respond to Pilgrim Chris. I respond to McColgan. I don't comment on them. I respond to them. I go back to them. I develop their points. I explore what they have to say. To me, this is the part that I find most interesting. You know, I'm already 15 minutes into this one, and, you know, do I mind seriously if nobody listens to it? I don't really, to be truthful, to be absolutely truthful, I have to own up and say, I don't mind if anybody listens to this. I'm terribly pleased if somebody does, if they let me know. For the most part, I haven't a clue. Even when I see the figures for my downloads and the number of people, I don't know whether people have downloaded it something and turned it off after, 20 seconds. They still figure in my stats as a, had so many listens. So what else can I say? I want to fill up the whole time because I do think that it's actually the skill of being able to pick up and develop somebody else's point and the skill of demonstrating how you've been inspired by another person to take the conversation in another direction. I mean, people, I think, some people, anyway, it is possible for people to underestimate the complexity of this issue. We've got commenting, we've got developing the point made by somebody else. We've got summarizing back to somebody what you've understood from what they've said. That's feedback in my mind. Or, summarizing to somebody what you've heard and the feelings that you've had and the understandings you've had as a result of what they've said. You have the inspirational side of it, which is, I was listening to Chris on commenting, and as a result of listening to Chris on commenting, I wanted to go on a hike to Sutherland. I really felt that I needed a bit of wilderness to kind of get me out of my sloth, because while I was listening to Chris's audioboo about commenting, I realized that I was too dependent on the words of other people to kind of keep me going. I need a good bit of silence now, and living with myself in the style of a Tibetan monk. That's exactly what I need, and that's what I realised when I heard Pilgrim Chris and McColgan chatting vigorously about the question of how to comment. Do you see what I mean? It actually gets on, takes you into a different room in the house. Humans go from room to room in the house of conversation. They do it out their mouth, but more interestingly, we do it in imagination. Every listening is... Listening is going on a journey with the person who's providing the interruption to the silence or interruption to whatever conversation was going on before. So listening is not simply an act of that could be done by a tape recorder. Tape recorders don't have imagination. Human beings can't help but being imaginative. So there is actually no way I can listen to somebody else without actually it setting off associations and reverberations in my mind. So the complexity of this commenting issue is why people are chipping in so much. It is actually very, very rich. And the thing is, you can't plan for it. We tried to plan it in relation to, let's say, Octaver. We set up a whole platform. I say we, the whole of the little tiny micro community, to use Chris's words, I think, the micro community got involved in the music festival in October. Now, while talking within the micro community, people are, myself included, are inclined to use the word for, that community on Audioboo. But we're still talking about a micro community. Even this micro community about in-app commenting is micro. But within that sphere, there's so much going on. There is so much going on. There is so much potential in this, in terms of, I'm getting a bit too enthusiastic about this in-app commenting, but for me, it's the unrealized potential. A great phrase, the wilderness of unopened life. As far as Audioboo is concerned, and my impression of Audioboo is concerned, commenting is the wilderness of unopened life. It is the Sutherland effect. It is a place whose beauty is in its lack of exploration. There's so much more to be explored there. Okay, so there we are. That's it. All the very best. Bye.